The advertising data was collected by TNS Media Intelligence and purchased by the Brennan Center for Justice, a think tank at the New York University Law School. It showed that through this past Sunday, March 16th, the campaigns of Justice Louis Butler and Judge Michael Gableman had purchased only 5% of all the TV ads running for the upcoming Supreme Court race. In financial terms, that amounted to about $87,000 in TV buys, compared to $1.5 million spent by rival interest groups. Laura McCleary is the Deputy Director for the Democracy Program at the Brennan Center.
It boils down to the fact that outside groups are exercising a disproportionate amount of influence. They might even be said to be drowning out the candidate.
Of the four interest groups that have run ads, the Democratic group called the Greater Wisconsin Committee spent the most, buying more than $500,000 in ads attacking Gableman. But the Wisconsin Club for Growth, the Coalition for American Families, and Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce all support Gableman, and combined, they'd spent nearly $1 million attacking Butler. McCleary says that kind of spending raises questions about the independence of the court.
We think that's a problem because courts should be answerable to the law rather than answerable to the folks that have paid for ads that put them there.
McCleary says the Brennan Center will continue to track ads through the Supreme Court election on April 1st. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.